Okay, we are picking up three lines from the bottom of Hayom and Beis with the words of Tanan. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilei Nishmas Shulam Espes Yaakov Nirshama Shulam Aliyah. Just to remind ourselves, we have a fundamental machlokas, which is going to be the discussion of the entire daf today, and different rayas and proofs back and forth, is Bar Peda versus Rav Masna. That we had a shayla of how do we know that what exactly is the Stam Nazirus? So Rav Masna says, Kadosh Yihya Yihya Begamatria is 30. It's one of the only times that we learn a halachic concept from Gematria. So this is a Yihya is the Gematria of 30. That is the Shita of Rav Masna. Bar Peda says, no, that it says Nazir 29 different times. There actually is a word of Nezer, but that, they point out, the Rishon already, the Rush points out, has nothing to do with the actual Neder of or removing himself from anything, so really it's 30, but really it's 29 times. So the Nafkamina could be exactly is that a full Nazirus according to Rav Masna is 29 times, whereas Bar Peda understands that Yihya is Gematria 30. So we're bringing, basically, it's important to note, by the way, that this is all the very first Mishnah of the of Daf Tes Zayin, the second Perek. That's all the, we're quoting basically the same Mishnah back and forth. We're going to be quoting it a lot. So if you want to just look at that Mishnah, maybe Kedai. The Mishnah, the very first, on Daf Tes Zayin, is going to be the Mishnah that we're quoting a lot. So the Mishnah says over there again, Tnan, Mish, again, three lines from the bottom of Hayamad Beis, Misha Nazar Shtei Nazirus, someone who says he's going to take two consecutive Naziruses. So then what's the halacha? Megaleach as Rishona Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He has to, the Giluach, he shaves himself after, on the 31st day, Vashniel Yom Shishim Ve'echad, and the second term on 61. So the Gemara points out, Bishlam, but Rav Masna Nicha. Now I understand, according to Rav Masna, that understands that they're done on the 31st day because Yihya is over on day 30, so day 31 you do it, and the other one, I, ending on 61, because we're going to assume that that would count. The day 31 counts for both days. He brings the Korban, let's say, in the morning. So the rest of that day is going to count towards his second Nazirus, and that would be a full 31 days from the second one as well. So you're allowed to count that 31st day towards both ends, towards the first one and the second end. So I understand, Rav Masna, it makes sense. Turning on to the next number, Ella le Bar Peda Kasha, but according to Bar Peda, understands that Nazirus is really fundamentally 29 days. So that fundamentally is going to be a problem. Now again, we already asked a very similar question on Hey Amid Beis, that Bar Peda would agree Midar Abana and that a Nazirus is extended to the extension of the extra day, Midar Abanan. So the Gemara is really going to answer that. The Rush just points out, as the Lashon of the Rush, V'hachi orcha de Talmuda b'kama duchti, that the Gemara does that many times, de parech b'kama mishnayos afagav de chad shnil l'kula. Really, we're going to give the fundamental same answer that we're about to give, that we already gave, if you remember, in yesterday's daf. So that also is going to be given over here. And yeah, the Gemara will do that. It'll ask many inferences, for the, and you'll come on to the same answer just to sharpen ourselves through that type of question. So the Gemara says, Amar lecha Bar Peda, ima seifa, but look at the Hemshech, the second halacha of that very Mishnah, which tells us, im gileach es harishonim liyom shloshim, if you do shave in the first one on day 30, megaleach es hashnei liyom shishim, you would be able to do the second one on the 60th day. So this lechor is a raya for Bar Peda, that the 30th day is acceptable understanding, and not like Rav Masna, that you need 31. Ella seifa misayela. Rather, the end part of the Mishnah is supporting Bar Peda and Reisha Baomer Shleimim. And we must understand that the Reisha, which is seemingly a Kasha Bar Peda, is talking about where a person says a complete 30 days. The Bach has a little bit of a different gear, so he says Nase Ki Omer Shleimim. It's as if he says 30 days. That even if a person says Hareini Nazir, according to the Bach, without specifying how long it is, that's what we said before on Hayamud Beis, that we Darabana, we treat it as if he meant 30 full days. So the same halacha over here, the same halacha over here is telling us that if he's shaved in the term of on day 30, it's going to be okay. In that case, we're talking about that the din derabanan was already you didn't do it. So then you already allow you to do it on day 60. That's what we must be talking about over here. And therefore, his neder for accepting the stam nazirus is going to be derabanan, and that's what we mean over here, that Bar Peda ideally requires that the shaving be delayed in day till to their 31 on a derabanan level. And that's again, but since the Ikar Adin is 29 days, if a person does it, b'di'evit, it's going to be acceptable. That's what we said already before. So the Gemara says, well, Rav Masna, but according to Rav Masna, that's a good point though. Bar Pada brought a raya from the Seifa, so it's going to be a kasha on the Seifa. The end part of the Mishnah is going to be difficult because it says explicitly that you can't do the 30th day. So that's also a kasha. So how is Rav Masna going to understand this? So the Gemara says, again, it's the very same kasha we had before, on the previous part of the Mishnah. Amalach Rav Masna, G'dekatani Seifa, like the very end tells us, Yom Shloshim Ole Lekan Ule Kan, that the day 30 counts for both of them, and this shows us that the term does not end on the 29th day, but the 30th, as Rav Masna had said, but we would apply the concept of Miktas Hayom Kukulo, that it's going to be counting on both ends. So we say Miktas Hayom Kukulo, and that's going to be if you only keep part of the 30th day, and that was part of your first one, and it could count towards the second one. And that's how Rav Masna's understanding. So Midrash Rabbanan, maybe you should wait till day 31, and that also in a Chanami, but here, since you did Miktas Hayom Kukulo, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Maihi. So what exactly is the principle that the Mishnah is based on? Meaning, the Mishnah's halacha, that day 30th is going to count for both of these Naziris, for the first Naziris and the second Naziris, what exactly is that going to be based on? And the Rishonim point out that the Rechor, this is also type of like rhetorical question, because we already know the answer. So we're just, the Gemara is just going to lead this. This is really a segue into the main question of the Gemara, that's going to be, why do we mention the same halacha twice, of Miktas Hayom Kukulo? So the Gemara says, Mahi, Miktas Hayom Kukulo. This is halacha Miktas Hayom Kukulo. But wait a second, Amra Chadazimna. We didn't learn the concept of Miktas Hayom Kukulo on the first halacha. That if you shaved on the 30th day, you're Yotze. We already said this halacha. So why are you repeating the same halacha twice? So, and the same question we can ask about Pada, that the first case of the Mishnah is really talking us about a Stam Naziris, and the second case is where you verbally declare how long it's going to be. So why do you have to mention that same halacha twice? So this question is also a question of both people. Why are we mentioning the same halacha twice? So the Gemara says, Mahu the same Ham. What would I have thought? I would have said that Miktas Hayom Kukulo makes sense to apply it under the one term of Naziris, so that we would apply that you could use the 30th day as your ending day, and it counted already. Miktas Hayom Kukulo. But here, day 30 is working on both ends. It's completing your first Naziris, and it's extending to count day one of the second Naziris. Maybe that far, I would have thought you're not allowed to assume. Maybe Miktas Hayom Kukulo can't work on both ends. So the Gemara says, Kamashmulan. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us that Miktas Hayom Kukulo applies even in the case of two different Naziris, and therefore the last part of the 30th day, the first term can count as part of the second term. Now what about Bar Pada? What is it going to be teaching us according to Bar Pada? So the Rush wants the Taina that it's teaching us that maybe that the second halacha is that even though the first part, by the last, when you're finishing your first part of your first Naziris, the 30th day, that can't count as a full day. The last part of the first term does count towards the first to the first full day of that term. So that would be coming from Bar Pada, which is only learned out from the Seifa. That's what the Rush wants to Taina. So both of them have a Kamash Milan. Fine, the Gemara has another Kasha Bar Pada now. Tanan, that we learn, Im Gilech Yom Shishim Chaser Echad Yatza. The Mishnah tells us, that very Mishnah again, over there also, all the Marta Zion, that if you shaved on day 60 minus 1, meaning the 59th day, you're Yotze. Why? Shiyom Shloshim Ola Min HaMinyan, because the 30th day is going to count. This is someone, again, you did two consecutive Naziruses, and he included, so the first term, he ended on day 30, and the second term, he accidentally did on day 59. So you're Yotze. So this tells us that the day 30 counts for the last day of the first term as well as that of the second day. So this is how Rav Masna understood that it's Ola Lo Mikan Lo Mikan. However, Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha, so now meaning that makes sense according to Rav Masna, that the Mishnah has to say this halacha, that the 30th day counts for both Naziruses. That's what I wouldn't have known that otherwise. So therefore, it's telling us that it counts for the first term, and in order to validate its concluding thing, it's also telling us it counts for the second term. That is a chiddush, that even day 59, that would work. But according to Bar Pada, why didn't Nishna to tell me that the 30th day counts towards the first set of Naziruses? Ha'amar Shloshim Chaser Echad, he tells us that generally that 29 is the normal standard count midoraisa of Naziris. So then according to that, over here, why does the Mishnah tell us that the 30th day is going to be part of the first Naziris? It's Pashut. So Amar Lacha, Bar Pada is going to answer, Ananami Aha Samchei. This is the source of my understanding that the standard term of Naziris is actually 29 days. This very Lacha. Bar Pada does argue that even if we accept the concept of Miktas Hayom Kukulo, a part of the 30th day is counting as the whole day, the Mishnah could not be explained as Rav Masna had explained it, because it doesn't make sense to assume that the same time that the first part of the day, 30th, counts as the first full day of the second term, also on the day that you're ending the 30th day. How is it able to count for two different sets of Naziruses? Therefore, Bar Pada wants to Taina But the Mishnah's understanding that when you say that the 30th day is Olelo, that means that the 30th day counts towards the second term of Naziris. But the first term, it's not counting at all. It's not counting at all. So meaning that because you're Yotzei on the day 30th anyway, as I want to tie in, not because it makes it in Kukulo, but rather because 29 is the Ikra Din Daraisa for Naziris. So the second term is not working at all to count towards that, and that's Gufa what this Chiddush is telling me, that the next 29 days are counting. To say, like Barpa does, to say like Rav Masna's Chiddush, that's a huge Chiddush. Assume that the day 30 can count both towards the first time and towards the Hemshech of the second. That is Lora Inu, says Barpa. That's a very big Chiddush. So says the Gemara, Tznan, we learn in the Mishnah, Mishamar Harini Nazir. Someone says, I am a Nazir. Nitma Yom Shloshim, they came Tame on the day 30. So the Gemara says, so sir, so called. The halacha over there, again, same Mishnah, on Dav Tezayin, the third halacha of that very Mishnah, is the halacha is that he loses all of his day if he becomes Tame. So that's even on day 30. So Bishlam Rav Masna, Nicha, now understand according to Rav Masna why the day 30th, because that's considered within his first term of Naziris, or full term of Naziris. Here we're talking about regular one Naziris term. So the term of Naziris is 30 day. So if you happen to bring them on the 30th day, then we can shtela mixas yom kikula and say that you are yotze. However, before you mak of the karbanos, the halach of mixas yom kikula does not start. So therefore, you have to be tame on the you have to become tame after you bring the karbanos, or if you become tame before and you lose everything, that makes sense according to Bar. According to Rav Masna, Ela Bar Pada Kasha, but according to Bar Pada, you did a full term. The full term is 29. Day 30th is already the next Alecha Darabanan. So in the case where you become Tummy there, so at the end of the day, why should you require another full 30-day term of Naziris? Turning on to Vav on base, so says the Gemara, Amar Lecha Bar Pada, or Bar Pada can respond to you, Ema Seifa. Let's look at the next part of the Mishnah, which says, Rabbi Lezer, Omer Enososer, Ela Shiva. Rabbi Lezer says he only loses 7 days, meaning the days that we know tuma of a person becomes tummy mace, you require 7 days. You have to do shlishi vishvi hazda of the ezov with the paraduma. So you have to wait 7 days. So according to Rabbi Lazar, the tuma on the 30th day causes the korbanos to be postponed only the time it takes you to become tor. You don't lose any terms of naziris, and that's necessary because you, or someone who's tummy cannot do the korbanos. Why not? Normally, somebody who's tummy who needs to bring a certain korban, you can make a shaliach. So the Rush points out, you're right, generally you can, but when it comes specifically to halachas of a nazir requires actually that he needs to be in the base of Middash, because he has the different things that he has to do. He has the things he has to put in the nazir's hand. So those things you obviously can only do, it's a mitzvah shebegufa, like tefillin. I can't apply the concept by shlichos generally, is you have a mitzvah shebegufa, something that I have to do, then I can't apply a shaliach to it. Like, bedikas chametz, it's just on my house. I don't physically need to go and clean it. As long as my house, the tzatzah, is my house is to be clean, so I can complain to shliach. However, tefillin, I can't give someone my arm to put it on. I have to do a kriyat shema. I can't have someone else say shema for me because I need to be saying the shema. It's a mitzvah shebegufa, mitzvah shebegufa, tzitzis, right? All the things that I need to be doing. So here also, the Rush points out that a chiddush, because other korbanos like a shlamim, if I made an edit and make a shlamim, let's say, so then, I think, a shlamim, because I don't think I'd have to eat it. If I didn't say that I'm going to eat it, then I can bring a shaliach to bring that korban for me. So, or in a double, let's say. So these type of korbanos, we do assume that you can't do shalichas, but here, specifically by nazir, you can't. So again, that's why you have to wait 7 days according to Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara says, now, Isak, now, if you're going to tell that you require 30 days for a standard Nazir Sturm, Nistar Kula, so we see clearly that according to Rabbi Lezer, that you don't lose anything. Aye, so why do you just tie that to Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer, and the Chachamim, and therefore Rav Masna is going to say, I hold like Chachamim? No, because according, apparently, this is what the Rush points out, that according to Rabbi Lezer, that they're not fundamentally arguing about this. They're arguing over a different point. Bar Pada is saying that we don't assume that the Anakama would argue on this point with Rabbi Eliezer, that the days have fundamentally been over. They're assuming a different point, that their Machlokas is the Dinder Abanan to delay waiting till the 30th day. The Chachamim understand that Dinder Abanan is a full-fledged Takana Dinder Abanan, and therefore, if you miss it, and you become Tamei on day 30, Midder Abanan, you have to go back and do the whole thing. However, Rabbi Eliezer is understanding that since this was only a Din Darabanan, it wasn't actually given a status of a day of Naziris, even on the level of Darabanan, so therefore, he would understand that the term is 29 days, and therefore, they don't take that Takana Darabanan so far. So therefore, Bar Pada is showing that according to Rabbi Lezer, everybody agreed that Midar Reisa, the term has ended on day 29. Though when you say Stam Naziris, it ended Midar Reisa on day 29. So the Gemara says, so So it's again, that's parpada. That so therefore we understand it. So how is Rav Masna going to answer Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara says, "Kasav Rabbi Elazar, miktas yom kikulo." Rabbi Elazar is going to understand that miktas yom kikulo. So therefore, that really it's 30 days. So they're arguing over how far do we take miktas yom kikulo. According to Rabbi Eliezer, miktas yom kikulo works even if you didn't bring your karbanos. Even if I didn't bring my karbanos, since day 30, I'm fundamentally able to bring my karbanos. The day I started it is the day I could have really ended, and therefore, if I become tamei at any point after day 30, after Alos HaShachar, on day 30, I'm going to be only need 7 days. However, the Chacham understand that Mitzvah Sayon Kekula can only come about if you bring your Karbanos. And if I don't bring my Karbanos, we don't sell a Mitzvah Sayon Kekula. And therefore, both Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham agree that a full 30 days is required. However, they're understanding what exactly is the parameters of Mitzvah Sayon Kekula. So the Gemara says, now, it's not. Is that really true, though? The Mishnah tells us, Harini Nazir Me'ayom. But someone says, I'm a Nazir for a full 100 days. Nitma yome, what happens if he becomes tame on day 100? So seris hakol, he loses all the days. So this works with the shita of the chachamim that the final term is going to be unless you bring your karbanos. So Rabbi Elazar omer, eno soser ela shloshim yom. Rabbi Elazar is mechadish that you lose 30 days. So the Gemara says isak adaitach. So Rabbi Elazar makes them kekula. If the machlokas is as Rav Masna wants to taina that they're arguing for what's together, make them kekula. So this halacha should also be there. Rabbi Elazar should only require you to wait 7 days. Nister Shiva, you should only have to wait 7 days. Why? Because Miktas Yom Kekulo tells me it's really day 100. So I only have to wait till the guy's Torah again. So just like when it happens on day 30, it should be 7 days. So too, it should happen on day 100, it should also be 7 days. If that's not the halacha. Rabbi Elazar requires you to keep a whole new 30-day term of Nazirus. Why is that? So says the Gemara, La'olam lo'am minu Miktas Yom Kekulo. So rather, we don't say that Miktas Yom Kekulo, according to Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Nistar Kulo. And so you're right, why don't we say that you should, if we don't say that, so why don't you lose all the days in both the example of 30? Amar Shlokesh, Haina Time of the Rabbi Elazar, Amar Krav, Vezois Tia Teres Nazir, Biyom Yemlos, Melos Yemei Nizra. That they put, this is the Halach of the Nazir, on the day of the completion of his Halach of Nazirus. So what's the Drasha? Torah Amar, the Torah tells us, Nitma Biyom Melos, if he became Tarein on the final day of his term, Ten Lo Torah Nazir. Give him a standard case of Nazir. So he's telling us that it's given to Nazir when he, on the day of his completion, regardless of how long the Nazirus he had made. So unlike someone that came Tameh on the days that loses the whole thing, a person with Tameh on the very last day is only going to lose 30 days, the equivalent standard term of Nazirus. So the Gemara says that therefore you become Tameh on the 100th day, so therefore you have to keep a term of Nazirus to become Tor. So Rabbi Elazar is basically going to be understood as the following. Barpa does understanding that 29 days, the standard term, is accepted. A person who becomes tame on day 30 of a regular Nazirus is required only to understand it for 7 days. He doesn't lose any of his previous thing, because that's the standard amount for a case of person who keeps Nazirus. And we don't, midirabanan, make him go back. It was machlokas how far we go for midirabanan. Her blessed doesn't make him go back. What happens on day 100? So therefore, when a person becomes tamei on the day of 100, we have a special gzeiras hakasa that Reish Lakish introduced to us that we say that you lose 30 days. You have to keep a new standard nazirus of 30 days. So the Rebbe Elazar's position is never based on the concept that makes us a yom kikulo. Never coming out to that. So how about what Rav Masna? How is Rebbe Elazar going to be understood with Rav Masna? So right, a standard term is of nazirus is 30 days. So then, in the case of tum on the 30th day, you have to assume that we're going to stay miktas yom kikulo. So in that case, we say that it come miktas yom kikulo, but that should also apply on day 100. So what are you going to answer for that? So the Gemara doesn't really give us what our master's answer is. Our master's lechoros are going to say that the Mishnah is talking about where a person specifically said 100 whole days. That's you have to make a new kimta. The Rush says that's very difficult to Masna, but that's how we're stuck. We don't have an answer. The Gemara doesn't tell us this. The Rush says his answer that maybe you make a new kimta. The guy says, Harini Nazir, when it says, Harini Nazir, Mea Yom Shleimim. So if you say that, then even if you're a Tameh, obviously Rabbi Elazar would agree that you said a full 100 days. That's how Rabbi Masna is going to explain the Yisod of Machlokas. Fine. Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanai. I saw there's a very good dictionary, by the way, the Frank Dictionary. So whenever I saw once a Yisod over there, and whenever it says Lema Ketanai, it's like a Kasha. Why this Machlokas Barpadav Manasta Masna, which is earlier Amoraim, is an exact machlokas of a machlokas tanaim. And why should you be mentioning as barpadan that? Mention as that. So we always reject lema ketanai. That's the whole point. The Gemara, I've never seen it not. So I'm not a huge bucky, but I think it's a good rule that the dictionary, the Frank dictionary gives us, or a Frank, he has a nice dictionary. So he says over there that this is always a kasha. So we're going to answer it also. So ad melosa yamim. So what's the brayso over here telling us? That until the completion of the days. Shomani miyot yamim shnaim. So I learned that the stam nazir should be 2 days, because that's the main amount. Tamalomar kodosh yeh gadol pera. It tells us that he should grow in his hair very long. So in Gidul Sar, so a general amount of how long a person grows his hair is 30 days. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So this is similar to Bar Pada, that it's going to be based on the Ramasa, rather, it's the Gematria. Rabbi Yonos and Omer, Eino Tzarech. Harei Omer, Ad Melos HaYomim. The days of completion are done. Ein Eliyom HaShadich Lemelos. What is considered the days of completion? Harei Omer Shloshim. 30 days of the lunar month is completing the month. That's what we understand over here. The lunar cycle is 29 and a half days. So it's usually in between 29 and 30 days. We're assuming it's 30 days of the whole month. So therefore, Nazir has to completion of the 30th day. My love, Rav Masta, Damar, Rav Yoshia. Rav Masta is going to stand like Rav Yoshia, standard in his ears is 30 days. Bar Pada, Rav Yonasan. Bar Pada's understanding that his standard term is 29 days. Because Rav Yoshia understands that the Naziris is based on Yehiyeh. Naziris is the term of 30 days. Rav Yonasan will understand that it's Melos, is until, but not including, the day of 30, meaning the 29th day, the Gemara is saying. Not like I said, it's the 29th day. So the Gemara says, Amar Lachar Rav Masna, Kuli Alma Shloshim Bayin. No, everybody agrees you need 30 days. They're arguing, is it up into and including? Rabbi Yoshia Savar Arvad Bechla. Rabbi Yoshia understands it means up until and not including. Therefore, he cannot learn that standard Naziris is until the completion of Rabbi Yonasan does. So therefore, he's understanding different. Rabbi Yonasan Savar Arvad Bechla, until and including. Therefore, he can understand that the completion of the day is including the 30th term. So Rav Masna can understand that both Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan agree with him. However, Bar Pada, the Rosh Hashanah point out, that Bar Pada has to accept the fact that Rabbi Yoshia would disagree with him. He would have to assume that at least Rabbi Yonasan would agree with him, but the Rabbi Yoshia would disagree with him. He would have to agree to that. So it says in Gemara, Amar Mar, days are completion of a month, which is 30. 30 days of a lunar month. Ve'ema Shabbos, maybe a completion of the week, which is, it was 7 days. Who says that it should be 30 days? We're asking a question now. So the Gemara says, Shabbos, mi'ika chetzerusa. Shabbos, missing anything? Is there any completion, anything on the week that it needs a completion? The whole week is chaser until you have Shabbos. But it means, is it completing anything? I mean, there's nothing new changing in terms of the month, if the month is changing over. So the Gemara says, Ema Shana, maybe a year. Meaning a year, now man understands that it could be, that would be the Melos is considered a whole year, not 30 days. Miman in Leome, some Nazirs maybe should a whole year. We count the year by days? No, we don't. Rabbanan de Kesari Amre, Minayan Shein Monin Yam Lashanim. How do we know you can't calculate days into years? You want to extend the year by adding a few days to it. No, you have to add a whole month. You have to add a whole other Shani. Shenamar Lechotche Ashana. We just had this pasuk. Rishon Lechotche Ashana. That it should be for you the years, the months of the year. So Chodashim Achsham Lashanim. Months are counted to calculate the years. Below Yamim Lashanim. But not days counted to calculate the years. You need an entire month. We have units of months and not in terms of days. And each of those units are supposed to count by those are supposed to count by months, and that's why every third year or so, because right, the Chodesh Ha'aviv, the lunar year is 354 days, and the solar year is 365 days. So you're missing 11 days. So what would be the problem? Just every year, like the Arabs do that, right? They keep the full lunar calendar. So that's why Ramadan happens every year 11 days earlier. So eventually, after a long amount of time, like right after like 20 years or so, it's going to be a whole year round. It's going to be like, it could be like it's going to go in the winter, and then it'll be later the year before. Then it's going to move to the right. It's going to move around. It keeps moving back. We have the pasuk that says Chodesh Aviv, and also for Sukkot to be Chag Asif. So that means it has to actually be in the actual vernal equinox, the time that's the springtime in the Tkufa. So therefore, we make sure that every third year or so, Berech is going to be. It's a little more than that. It's really 7 and 19 years. That's the cycle that it takes to go around. That's why your Hebrew birthday and your English birthday are usually either the same or a day off every 19 years, because that's how long it takes for the cycles to work. If you have a leap year every 7 and 19, we have a leap year every 7 and 19 years, and that'll make the solar and the lunar calendar every 19 years exactly back to the same point. So anyway, that's why we only do Chodashim, and that's why every third year or so, Berech, it's 7 and 19, a little more than every third, is going to be a leap year. That's what we just learned over here. That's leap year, and that's our Mona and the Chodashim. We'll just give a nice part before we end up with the Ramban. Pick up with Acharei Nazir, Mirz Hashem tomorrow. But the Ramban has a beautiful idea in this passage Parsha about what is it that Nisan is Rishon. Rishon Ilachot Shehashana. And it's also called Nisan, the months of Nisim. Why is it so chashuv? So Ramban says very beautifully that it's always to remind us, even the months is Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. That we remember this is the first month that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Such a great Yisod. And then the Parsha Bo, famous Ramban, also about how much that this miracle is a once-in-a-lifetime miracle that we always have to be thinking about. It's Mitzvah D'oraisa, to think about it every day in the morning, every day at night. And then we have the day of Sipur Yisrael. We talk about it all night on the Pesach. And so many mitzvahs are linked to it. Tefillin, Kiddush Friday night. So many mitzvahs that we do all the time. Counting the months, according to Ramban, is also supposed to be a zecher for the Yitzias Mitzrayim. We remember it all the time. We remember how much Chasadim Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We would have never been a nation at all. And we can't thank Hashem enough for everything that He does to us. And a beautiful idea to remember the Chodashim from the minion of Nisan. Okay, Hashem will pick up with Amar. Already knows your Amit Hashem tomorrow's daf.